Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Kevin Barry, CFO of California Micro Devices Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol there is CAMD. Thanks for being here, Kev.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Great. Now, starting off, what were some of the voting results of your company's annual shareholder meeting?
Well, the results were that four of the incumbent directors were reelected, and then three new directors were elected.
Well, good. And any other recent news on some of your key products and services?
Well, I think one of the most recent announcements we had was regarding our LuxGuard product. Okay, now what LuxGuard is, it's a family of turnkey solutions for ESD, that's electrostatic discharge protection, for high-power, high-brightness LEDs. And we think the high-brightness LED market is in a secular growth right now, and the prospects for that market is very strong, and we've got some excellent opportunities there providing ESD protection for those high-brightness LEDs. We don't manufacture the high-brightness LEDs ourselves, but we provide the ESD protection for it, and we see this market growing very rapidly and becoming a very big market in the future. So I'd say that's probably the most significant announcement over the last several months.
Good. And so, what are some of the emerging trends right now in the medical device market, and how well positioned is California Micro Devices to capitalize?
Well, again, we're not in the medical device market. Our primary markets are mobile phones, high brightness LEDs, and digital consumer electronics.
And how well positioned are you to capitalize on some of the trends?
Well, I think we're in a very good position. We think we've got, you know, the strongest product portfolio in the company's history. We are very well positioned in the mobile market, especially in the segment of the market that's growing the fastest, which is the smartphones. Because as these smartphones require more and more features, and they require more and more protection. And so the opportunity for us on these high-end smartphones is really right in our sweet spot. We'll ship more parts on a smartphone, one of these high-end phones, than we would on a lower, you know, basic, you know, phone that basically just does phone calls. So we're very optimistic on the mobile side. As I mentioned, on the high-brightness LED side, that market is really just taking off, and it can become a very big market. A lot of, you know, what was just kind of traditional industrial-type lighting is now going into commercial and now starting to hit into the consumers, things like LED TVs. And then finally, other digital consumer electronics and even the PC market, especially in notebooks, the netbooks, things like the electronic book readers that you see out there now. As these electronic devices get more and more sophisticated, they need our type of protection devices, both ESD and EMI filtering. So we feel pretty good about our market opportunities and where our products are now. And again, we think the markets are moving in our direction. Again, I'll emphasize again, especially we think on the way the smartphones are going in some of these other areas.
Well, great. Yeah, that's what I meant. Micro devices. I don't know why I said medical devices. I guess slip of the tongue. But so what are some of the what differentiates you from some of the other players in this sector?
We've got the leading technology. You know, we're a very small company, even though we're public. You know, we're only about 85 people. We are outsource all our manufacturing. We're fabulous. So we compete against a lot of bigger players in the industry. And in order for our large OEMs, and we ship to all five of the top handset OEMs, as well as an additional smartphone manufacturer who is not in the top five, but would be known to everybody, that we need to be the technical leader. People come to us because we've got, you know, what we consider the best lineup of products in both the EMI and ESD area, and that's why people come to us.
And in terms of your future growth, Kevin, will you continue to look to grow organically, or will you look for some M&A here in the upcoming 12 months?
Well, we're certainly always open to M&A opportunities if it makes sense. But in terms of, we're really focused right now on in the relatively short term here over the next year in growing organically, concentrating on the protection market because we think the opportunities in front of us are so good. We want to concentrate there first.
Good answer. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background experience as well as that of some of the key management team over at CAMD.
Sure. Well, Bob Dickinson is our CEO and president. Bob has been here as president since the spring of 2001. He's got a background all in high-tech and semiconductors before that, and he was at Cirrus Logic and Western Digital. I've been here just a little over 3 years. This is my third public company as CFO. I've been a CFO for the last 20 years or so in both private and public companies. In addition, we've got the people, our VP of Engineering, Jürgen Lutz, has 20-plus years experience. He worked with Bob and Kyle Baker, our VP of Marketing, and over at, along with Dan Houck, our VP of Sales, over at Cirrus Logic. So they have some background of working together there.
Great. And what are some of the specific goals and milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, one of the things that we're very committed to is building our shareholder value and, you know, having our financial performance improve in the very short term. Our expectation is that by our fiscal Q3, which is December, no later than December, we'll be at cash flow positive again. And then no later than our fiscal Q4, which is in March, we'll expect to be profitable again. You know, we'll announce our earnings later this month, so that'll have our September results. But our focus here in the short term is to make sure we're back on track to positive cash flow and profitability.
Good. And then in terms of, do you believe that the investor community fully understands the company's message and story? And what are some of the things that you believe that if they did understand that would increase the?
Well, I think a number of investors know who we are. We're very active in going out and meeting with investors and talking to people. We go to a lot of conferences. I think people have a bit of a wait and see, certainly with the economy the way it's been and the fact that stocks have been, had been hit but now have recovered, including ours, to a degree. I think people are waiting to see the results. I think people understand that this market, especially in the smartphones, is really growing, that these other areas have excellent potential. I think investors are looking to see, how we do in the relatively short term. I think investors are looking to see how we did in September. And as I said, we'll have our results out at the end of this month, and I think that'll be important for investors to see how we did compared to what our expectations were.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Kevin Berry, CFO of California Micro Devices Corporation, which trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is CAMD, and is currently trading slightly north of $3 a share. So before we conclude, Kevin, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think we're a good long-term investment opportunity because we have, you know, state-of-the-art products that are leading industry edge and targeted on fast-growing markets. Again, especially the smartphones, high-brightness LEDs, and some of the digital consumer electronics that are also growing quite nicely.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continue to track the company's growth and progress, as well as to report on the micro-device sector, and certainly look forward to an update. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time here today to update our investors on CAMD.
Well, thank you very much.